الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى، والله غني حليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى، كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر، فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين، صدق الله العظيم. Respective brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the benefits, the virtues of giving sadaqah, and then we said that this has some shuruud, some conditions that are attached as well for the acceptance, in terms of the acceptance of that sadaqah. And one of those conditions, as we stated, was that when a person gives sadaqah, then that sadaqah must not be coupled with adha. Adha means where you harm or you hurt the person, that faqir, that pauper that you're giving sadaqah, by reminding him of your favor of giving him that sadaqah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says in the current verse, that if that person doesn't have anything to give that poor person, that pauper, or that beggar on the road who's begging, Allah says, rather say a kind word. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ A kind word, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ And forgiveness. Forgiveness here in this context means where you forgive his annoyance. Now he's now persisting and he's asking you, but you forgive him for that. That is better. خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةِ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى That is better than giving sadaqah, which is now coupled with adha. Adha means where you now keep on hurting him and injuring him by reminding him of the favors that you give. Wallahu ghaniyun halim, or by saying some evil word. So for example, you hear on the road and somebody comes here and he begs. So now you speak some evil word. This is meant by adha in Quran. Rather say a kind word and say, may Allah make it easy for you. May Allah enrich you out of his favor. And in that way, you are doing something that is better than giving a sadaqah, and then you keep on reminding him or you keep on troubling him for that sadaqah that you gave. Wallahu ghaniyun halim. Allah is independent. In other words, Allah is trying to tell you here that Allah doesn't need your sadaqah. You need to give sadaqah in order for you to benefit. Allah doesn't need your wealth. Allah is halim. Allah is forbearing. In other words, Allah will forgive you also for the mistake that is done on your part as well. Then Allah addresses the believers by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh you have brought iman, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Do not nullify your sadaqat by reminding of the favors and by harming and by hurting the pauper, the poor person who you are now giving your sadaqah to. If you do such a thing, your sadaqah is actually likened to a person. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ Your sadaqah is then like the sadaqah of that person who gives, he expends his wealth, رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ to show the people. وَلَا So he's not giving a sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah. Right from the outset, he's giving sadaqah just so that it be said that he is kareem, or he is sakhi, he is jawad, he is generous. He gives a lot of charity. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ But the reality of the matter is such that he doesn't really bring iman in Allah and in the last day. Because if a person truly believes in Allah and in the last day, then he'll give sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the next verse we'll discuss that, the example of those who give their wealth for the pleasure of Allah. Allah gives an example for them as well. Now Allah says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانِ You see, this person who now gives to show people, his example is like the example of a rock. كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ His example is like the example of a rock, a smooth rock, and now upon this rock there is some dust particles. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِنٌ And later, a heavy or torrential rains now hit this rock. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا And then it makes this rock very smooth. smooth. In other words, through the eyes of the people, they saw this dust that was there on the rock, but once it was hit with this torrential and heavy rains, it removed everything that was on this rock, and now it left this rock totally bare. In other words, that person who gives sadaqah, there may be something that he thinks he's going to get by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because he gave it because he gave it to show people, or just for the sake of reputation, or it be said that so and so person gave so much of sadaqah, that sadaqah was now coupled with riya, that is ostentation, show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced his deed to naught. Allah says, لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. That is why they will not be able to now see anything from what they earned. That means they are not going to get any thawab from Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Such people, Allah says, the disbelieving nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide them. The next verse discusses the example of those people who now spend their wealth earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll discuss it next week.